At first, it looked like a glitch, a faint red light blinking from inside the bedroom vent. Then another one in the kitchen clock. But Hannah knew better. She wasn't crazy. Her husband Jason insisted she was just tired, paranoid, overwhelmed, that her frequent crying spells were a sign of weakness, not abuse. What she didn't know, until one late-night click on his encrypted drive, was that Jason had installed 12 hidden cameras all over their home, and had been live-streaming her meltdowns, her breakdowns, her life to thousands of anonymous men online. The show, Crying Wife Cam. The pitch? Watch in real time as she begs, breaks, and begs again. But Hannah didn't scream. She didn't run. She smiled. Because by the time Jason hit 100,000 followers, she had already turned the stream around, editing footage, collecting IPs, building a shadow file. When the final episode aired, the world didn't just see her crying. They saw what made her cry, and who watched. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Setup. The husband, the house, and the hidden feed. Jason Moore was the kind of man who believed in appearances. Fresh-cut grass, ironed shirts, perfect smiles. His suburban Atlanta home looked like a Pinterest board come to life. Warm lights, white trim, seasonal wreaths on the door. And his wife, Hannah, was the crown jewel of that aesthetic. Quiet, soft-spoken, pretty in that modest, untouched way. A perfect Stepford wife. But appearances lie. Jason worked in tech, specifically in cybersecurity. He was the CTO for a growing surveillance startup that specialized in discrete residential monitoring solutions. Their motto, "You can't protect what you can't see." He believed that deeply, maybe too deeply, because while his job was to develop discrete surveillance for clients, Jason had created a private version of the same system in his own home, except he wasn't monitoring for burglars or break-ins. He was monitoring her. The first camera went in 2 months after Hannah lost her job. She was crying a lot then, sleepless, anxious, unsure of her place in the world. Jason didn't comfort her. He studied her. And once, during one of her longer sobbing spells in the shower, a thought crossed his mind. Other men might pay to see this. That thought became a business. By the end of the week, Jason had hardwired 12 cameras, bedroom vent, closet hinge, kitchen smoke alarm, inside the mirror light, even the nursery, which sat empty since their miscarriage. He set up a secure streaming server on the dark web and marketed it through encrypted forums under the handle HouseHusband47. The Crying Wife Cam was born. Subscribers paid a monthly fee, $29.99 for basic, $79.99 for VIP, which granted them access to raw feeds and time-stamped archives of her emotional episodes. A comment section flourished. Anonymous men shared theories, offered cruel critiques, placed bets on when she'd crack completely. Jason, ever the entrepreneur, began curating scenes, subtly provoking her to cry. He'd withhold affection, gaslight her, leave notes from fake women in his pockets. He once locked her out in the rain by accident. The worse she felt, the more they watched. He justified it by calling it data collection. After all, no one knew her name. No one saw her face clearly. She was just the wife. But Hannah was watching too. She noticed the small shifts, her favorite sweater disappearing then reappearing in the laundry without her wearing it. The nursery door, which she always left ajar, suddenly shut tight with a click. Once, while she was brushing her teeth, she saw a green light flicker inside the vanity bulb, just once, then gone. She didn't confront him. She went quiet, subtler, and began testing. She would leave the same room 4 times in a row just to see which lights blinked. She ran loud music and watched for electrical glitches. She began hiding her laptop and accessing public Wi-Fi to Google streaming surveillance countermeasures. That led her to forums, The forums led her to keywords, and the keywords led her straight to Crying Wife Cam. The moment she found it, something inside her collapsed, and something colder took its place. She didn't scream. She didn't confront him. She subscribed. Using a new alias and burner crypto wallet, she joined the stream. Saw herself. Saw what they saw. The comments stung worse than the footage. She's a mess. Today. My God. Someone give this bitch an Oscar. I bet she knows. Look at her eyes. She knows. One user, Gar8 Tears, kept requesting close-ups. Another named Drill Time asked if Jason would install a mic in the toilet. But amid the filth, Hannah saw something else. Data. Each user left fingerprints, metadata, timing, device type, IP pings, especially Jason. He thought he was brilliant, securing the front end but never imagining the back end could be weaponized. That night, she copied every stream, every comment, every dollar trail. Then she began acting, crying on cue, whispering things she knew they'd hear, saying things like, "I just wish I had a secret too," and "Sometimes I want to flip the camera." Subscribers loved it. Jason thought she was unraveling, but she was composing, and she had a script. The final act was near. Chapter 2. The climax. The wife, the stream, and the final feed. By the third month of streaming, Jason had raked in over $42,000. He treated himself to a new truck, claiming it was a work expense. He began spending more time in his home office, grinning at the real-time analytics on his dual monitor setup. Average viewership, top emotional clips, most clicked timestamps. Hannah's pain was a metric now, and he was addicted. But with success came arrogance. Jason started getting sloppy. He left an open laptop one night with the admin dashboard logged in. Hannah watched from the hallway for just long enough to memorize the structure, the stream servers, the routing tunnels, the burn loop protocols that were designed to erase files after 48 hours. Except he never enabled them. Hannah downloaded everything. Then she upgraded her plan to vengeance. She wrote a script, a storyline that played out over the next 2 weeks. Each act escalated the tension. She started with a fake affair, leaving vague lipstick on her blouse, humming songs he didn't know. Then she became distant, passive, empty-eyed. The fans called it season 2, the breakdown. Viewership spiked. Jason didn't know that Hannah had installed her own cameras. This time, they were real. Facing him. Recording him. Capturing every smirk, every click, every whispered command to the viewers. She invited her friend Janelle, a paralegal, to stay for comfort. What Janelle really did was notarize everything. She left the house with two external drives and instructions to publish everything if she didn't hear from Hannah every 24 hours. Then came the night of the final feed. Hannah set the stage. She cried. Beautifully. In the bedroom corner with one hand gripping her old baby blanket, the one she hadn't touched since the miscarriage. The comments went wild. Jason posted from his laptop midstream. "Tonight she breaks. Don't miss this." Then Hannah looked straight into the camera. Dead center, as if she knew. And she smiled. Jason froze. The stream audio glitched. Then came back, clearer, louder. But it wasn't Hannah's sobs they heard. It was his voice. Clips. Spliced. Raw. "Let them watch, baby. Cry for them. It's good money. You're better broken. That's why I married you." Then footage. Him laughing. Clicking timestamps, reviewing angles. The stream chat exploded. "WTF! This is real? Holy shit, he's the monster!" Jason lunged for his laptop, but the password was changed. Behind him, Hannah emerged. "Smile," she whispered. "You're live." It wasn't just on Crying Wife Cam anymore. She had mirrored the stream to public sites, Reddit, Twitter, even YouTube. Embedding timestamps, voices, and evidence into one uneditable, unbreakable file pinned with "The Truth Behind Crying Wife Cam." Within hours, it trended. Within days, it was on the news. Jason Moore was arrested within 48 hours, charged with cyber exploitation, unlawful surveillance, spousal abuse, and distribution of non-consensual media. But it didn't stop there. Class action suits followed. His company collapsed. IP addresses were handed over. Thousands of subscribers were exposed. Some were teachers, cops, even judges. As for Hannah, she never went silent again. She turned the stream into a docuseries, Broken Isn't Weak, highlighting how digital abuse hides in plain sight, how emotional violence wears a mask, and how watching without consent is still a crime. In the final episode, she stared into the lens and asked, "How many more wives are being watched right now? How many of you are watching instead of helping? And how many of you are next?" Fade to black.